Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle, when you guys get into situations like that, this is more than just hockey. I mean, you've got kids, you've got a family, we've got lake effect snow. I don't even know how much snow you have at your house. I mean, when you get into situations like this, how do you deal with it to get yourself to the ultimate place now of being ready to play hockey?
I mean, the only thing you can do is enjoy it, honestly. And like I enjoyed the day with my kids yesterday, and you know, we're building slides outside and just having a good time and just kind of taking the day, taking the mental reset to take your mind off things. And then, you know, when you wake up today, you get ready to play. And you just want everybody to be safe. And, you know, obviously last year's storm at Christmas is pretty heavy on our minds, on everybody's mind. So you just want everybody to get through it okay, to be safe. And you know, I'm sure that's what went into the decision too.
You guys have won 4 games out of your last 6. What has gone better for the team now that you've been able to accomplish that?
I think our details have been pretty good. You know, off the top of my head, I can't remember which other game we lost, but, you know, we lost to Vancouver, 1-0, hard-fought game, didn't give up a whole lot. I just think our details have been better, and now we just have to find that offensive punch and that, you know, our identity, our offensive identity, where, you know, when we play teams, they know how much skill we have, and we're able to put them on our heels. And I just don't think we've done that enough on a consistent basis. And I think if we can keep our details and add that, it's going to bode well for us.
Would it be the same answer if I ask you about defensively? Because Vancouver came in with the highest scoring team in the league. You guys almost gave them nothing. Yeah. I mean, you basically gave them nothing. Mm-hmm. And you've given up 1 goal in the last 2 games. I mean, so is it maybe the same answer for why your defensive, whether it's killing plays or whatever we're talking about here, has been much, much better in those 2 games?
Yeah, it's our details. It's our play away from the puck and how fast we're reloading and you know, how committed we are to playing D. And I think we're starting to understand that, you know, you have to play solid defense to win in this league. And like I said, we have to find a way to have those details in our game without compromising our offense and our confidence. So it's been fun to watch kind of a maturation over the past, you know, like you said, 6 games and what we've given up, and it hasn't been a whole lot. And now we just have to continue to keep that going and find a way to get really hot here.
And even with Lukanen, I mean, we've seen the improvement in him, but he also looked too, maybe 1 game he's had to stand on his head, but he's just had to be solid, mm-hmm. which is what he's done. He hasn't had to stand on his head or anything, and I think that is a testament to the whole team, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you have to do to win this. So you can't rely on your goalie to stand on his head all the time. It's great when it happens, and it's phenomenal. He's part of the group, but you want to be a team that they just have to be good and be solid and make the saves that he needs to make. And I think that we have the confidence in him to do that. He's played extremely well, but we're also making his life easy. And a lot of times over the past, you know, year and a half, or this year, we haven't made life as easy on our goalies. So it's been fun to do it as a whole group, and Oopie's played tremendous too.
You guys have talked a lot about being in today. And that's it. I'm paid to look ahead. You're paid to be in today. Have you guys done a better job of that, of just being in the moment?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you have to learn as a young team. It's our first year with expectation. And I think I said it the first day of camp, like, great. You set the expectation and you don't touch it. You leave it. But that's easier said than done. And I think as a young team, we're learning how to do that. And, you know, sometimes you get wrapped up in the negativity and, you know, everybody says we're going to be this year. And then we start out and we don't play as well. And then you get wrapped up in those negative headlines. And you're like, oh, my gosh, what if we don't make the playoffs? What if we don't do this? What if we don't do that? It's you can't live your life like that. You can't live life like that. You can't play hockey like that. You can't play in the National Hockey League for a long time if you do that. You have to stay in the moment. You have to figure out, okay, what am I doing today? What's my job today? Is it to have a great practice? Is it to have a good morning skate and then prepare for a game? That's it. Like, you know, it's kind of a running joke in the NHL. Like, nobody knows what day of the week it is. All you know is if you play or if it's an off day. And that's kind of how you have to live in the moment in your life in this business, for better or worse.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.